Hi there, my name's Graham Holland. I'd like to welcome you to Liverpool Acoustic Spotlight number 97. And I'm going to be playing you music from the three acts we've got performing at the next Liverpool Acoustic Live event, which is taking place on Friday the 23rd of August 2013 at the View 2 Gallery on Matthew Street. We've got Gally Beggar, Alistair Said and Shannon Bamford. The doors open at the new earlier time, 15 minutes earlier than we used to open. That's 7:45, and that means we start the music 15 minutes earlier than we used to at 8:15. Hopefully we'll be able to get away 15 minutes earlier at 10:45 instead of 11. We realise that some people who need to get away for the last bus or the last train, so we're going to try this earlier start and earlier finish for the rest of the year and see how it goes. So 7:45 doors, 8:15 start, and we go through to 10:45. The tickets for this are £5 in advance from wegottickets.com/Liverpool Acoustic and £6 on the door. There's a Facebook event as well at facebook.com/Liverpool Acoustic, and click on the events tab. So first off, we've got Gally Beggar. Gally Beggar played for us last year and they were absolutely fantastic. So when we got a chance to book them again and bring them back, then we jumped at the chance. I'll tell you a bit about them afterwards. But first off, some music from them. This is from their current CD entitled Gally Beggar, and this is the opening track. It's Willow Tree. Thank you.
listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
There you go. Wasn't that fantastic? That was Gally Beggar and Willow Tree. Yeah, you can find them online at gallybeggar.com, and you can buy that album, Gally Beggar, from their website and from iTunes as well. And there's links in the show notes to that. Okay, so a bit about Gally Beggar. Hailing from Southeast London and North Kent, Gally Beggar take inspiration from bands which, without exception, they were too young to have seen at the time. Fairport Convention, Pentangle, Trees, Steel Ice Band and Led Zeppelin, to name a few. The sound is a heady mix of harmony vocals, electric and acoustic guitars, violin, mandolin, bass and drums, drawing on the essence of the English folk tradition filtered through the electric sounds of more psychedelic days, seamlessly blending original material with reinventions of traditional English folk standards. The group moved deftly between gentle acoustic ballads and an intense electric coda. The songs explore the dark and loamy soil of human experience in which folk music roots itself. Timeless themes of love, death, betrayal and immoderate drinking, and a bit more death. Their live shows bring an extra dimension, recalling the spontaneity and close communication of the best live acts of the late 60s and 70s, bands that dared to venture outside the recorded versions, knowing that the direction of a song could change with a nod or a glance. And those of you who've seen them play live will know exactly what we mean. So that's Gally Beggar. Really, really looking forward to seeing them back again at the View 2 Gallery. Next up, Alistair Said. Alistair is a local artist, promoter and radio host of The Tillerman Show. After a spell playing in Las Vegas, Alistair returned to his spiritual home of Liverpool. He released the album Your Ticket through his own label, Tillerman Records, in 2007. Liverpool Acoustic is proud to welcome back Alistair Said, who's playing a rare set. He doesn't get out and play that much these days, but really, really good to see him playing for us. I must say that album I just mentioned, Your Ticket, is one of my favourites. It's one of those that's constantly on my iPhone and my iPod. You can find Alistair at facebook.com/AlistairSaid, and Alistair is A-L-I-S-T-E-R, and Said, S-A-I-D, Alistair Said. So this is Alistair Said, and a track from that album, Your Ticket. This is Liverpool.
Took a vow to this place to get on. Took a vow to this place to get on. Got the blues, so I had to find a way to change, how to make it pay, something different. I broke the rules to fool the fools who doubted me, who said that I would fail. No chance. Took a vow to this place to get on. Took a vow to this place to get on. I feel the right to sing the blues, and I'm no fool. I'm from Liverpool, I'm from Liverpool. I feel the right to sing the blues, and I'm no fool. I'm from Liverpool, I'm from Liverpool. Get on. Took a bow to this place to get on. The friends I miss receive the kiss when I return, bringing back the keys to open up the hearts and the minds of the people. And I've earned the right to sing the blues, and I'm no fool. I'm from Liverpool, I'm from Liverpool. Liverpool. I've earned the right to sing the blues and I'm no fool. I'm from Liverpool. I'm from Liverpool.
You heard Alistair Said with his song Liverpool from the album Your Ticket. You can still buy that, actually. You can buy that, if I scroll up to the top of the page where the information is, you can buy it from Amazon. And I've put the links in the show notes, so that I would heartily recommend it, particularly if you're a fan of the Beatles, because it's sort of like Beatles inspired without being over the top in your face. So just subtle hints of the Beatles, which is really, really cool and really, really clever the way he's done it. So that's my recommendation, by the album Your Ticket, by Alistair Said. And that was followed by Shannon Bamford. You can find Shannon at facebook.com/ShannonBamfordMusic. Shannon is S-H-A-N-N-E-N, Shannon. Shannon Bamford Music. That track, Control, was taken from the EP Paper Planes, which is available to buy from iTunes and Amazon. Once again, links in the show notes to that. Shannon is a 20-year-old singer-songwriter from Liverpool. She began playing guitar age 4, shortly followed by piano, and instantly began writing songs. And as she progressed, she began performing in shows and theatres and won a Liverpool Echo songwriting competition at the age of just 10, which led to a performance of a song at St George's Hall. Growing up, she took herself away writing, practicing and waiting for the right time to showcase her music before bursting onto the music scene in 2010. Shannon describes her style as a mix of soft, twinkly acoustic tracks and dark, atmospheric piano tracks, a style that is fast becoming her trademark sound. After uploading demos of her songs onto her Facebook page, she caught the attention of many local promoters and has since played a string of gigs and local festivals, a radio play on BBC Radio Merseyside and Juice FM, and had collaborative talks with upcoming UK artists such as Lewis Watson, and can count Rebecca Ferguson and Mel C as fans after they saw her performance at the Liverpool Music Awards 2012. Once again, you can hear Shannon, or you can find her online at facebook.com/ShannonBamfordMusic. And looking forward. I saw her playing at K's Choice a couple of months back, and very, very impressive she was too. So that's the lineup for the next Liverpool Acoustic Live event. Shannon Bamford, Alistair Said, and Gally Beggar. I've got a bonus track to finish off the show, and it's from Lear. Derby Collective Lear released their new single Ubuntu on Monday the 22nd of July, and it will be the last song released from their album Ever Being on Lark Lane, which featured on BBC Radio Merseyside's folk scene at the end of last year. You're probably wondering why we're playing it if they're from Derby. Well, Simon Monaghan, who's the main man behind Lear, is from Liverpool and still back here on a regular basis. And we do like to support our local performers that no longer live here, but still have a very strong contacts with us back here in Liverpool and the Greater Merseyside area. The track is called Ubuntu. The word Ubuntu comes from the African Xhosa tradition, which conveys the idea that human life is interconnected and only strengthened through genuine relationship, through an understanding of the true potential of community and the real worth of others. Lead singer and songwriter Simon Monaghan states that the song is meant to be a lighter take on the concept of Ubuntu, encouraging an openness and dialogue with those that we may encounter in our daily and life journey. You can find Lear at their website, which is lear.co.uk, and Lear is with an E on the end, L-E-E-R-E.co.uk. And the album Ever Being on Lark Lane is available to buy from Amazon, and links in the show notes to that. So, this is Lear and our bonus track for this particular show, Ubuntu.
Sit with the soldier, sit with the slave, Sit with the king who holds everybody's name, and as the dove holds peace, I hold my friend up till my friend stays strong. Till my friend stays strong. This real party is gonna be a hit. A man may need a song, or a man may need a stick. A fun too is the value I shall place on all the guests. A fun too is the value I can place on every guest. So sit with the soldier, sit with the slave, sit with the king who holds everybody's name, and as the dove holds peace, I hold my friend until my friend stays strong. Till my friend stays strong. Fun too is the value I can place on all the guests. Fun too is the value I shall place on all the guests. So sit with the soldier, sit with the slave, sit with the king who holds everybody's name, and as the dove holds peace, I hold my friend until my friend stays strong. Till my friend stays strong. As my friend stays strong. Till my friend stays strong. As my friend stays strong. Till my friend stays strong.
Oh, there you go. That was our bonus track. That was Leah and Ubuntu, and that brings us to the end of another Liverpool Acoustic Spotlight, in which you heard Shannon Bamford, Alistair Said and Gally Beggar, because they're all playing at the next Liverpool Acoustic live event on Friday the 23rd of August at the View 2 Gallery, where once again doors open at 7:45, 15 minutes earlier than we used to open the doors, and the music starts at 8:15, which is 15 minutes earlier than we used to start. So please don't be late, or you'll miss the start of the first act. And tickets are £5 in advance from wegottickets.com and £6 on the door. And there's a Facebook event at facebook.com/Liverpool Acoustic. I'm going to finish off with the blurb I normally say at the end of the show. If you get the chance, please support your local artists by joining their mailing lists, liking their Facebook pages, following them on Twitter, leaving them comments, going to their gigs and buying the music direct from them where possible. The Liverpool Acoustic Spotlight is produced and presented by me, Graham Holland, at grahamholland.co.uk, on behalf of the Liverpool Acoustic website at liverpoolacoustic.co.uk, and is a proud member of the Association of Music Podcasting. The theme music is King of the Fairies, performed by Andrew Ellis from his CD Midnight on the Water. And I'm going to be back very soon with another show featuring the artists playing at the Liverpool Acoustic Garden. But until then, this is me saying take care, and I'll speak to you soon.